Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, it looks like we have a very familiar guest next.
We do. We love talking with our next guest, Ken Hayward from the Grand Hotel. Thanks for joining us. You guys have an exciting season starting at the Grand Hotel, and people can learn about the hotel and go behind the scenes on a special new show that just got released, right?
Absolutely. And the spring here, it feels like opening day is right around the corner. We do have a few more weeks. And
Are you panicking yet?
The mild winter was great for construction on Mackinac, so that has gone well. And you mentioned the Inside Grand Hotel documentary that was done, and that was released March 2nd. So it's gotten a lot of people excited. It's gotten our staff excited for the season. And it's amazing the number of guests we're hearing from that are going to be first-time guests of the hotel. They saw the documentary. It piqued their interest. They got real excited. So I think it's going to do wonders for us. And more importantly, I think they really did a nice job of capturing what it takes to be a 130-year-old institution and family-owned for 85 years in the same family. So I think it was a success, and I think it's going to be good for business.
So this could turn out to be just a record year for you guys.
You know, we've been on a string.
Ken says that every year.
Yeah.
Every year is a record year.
Yeah. You know, we've been on a string of 3 or 4 years that it's just, you know, a few years ago, because of the way the calendar fell, we were able to add 7 extra nights this season. And then, you know, we did the cupola suites, which we're adding capacity, and we have 3 more cupola suites that'll go online this spring. So we've never had more rooms to offer. The documentary is great. And, you know, I think the Pure Michigan campaign and getting the word out, we get more and more visitors from further away that make Grand Hotel and Mackinac one of their stops on their trip, which helps. And, when you're in business for as long as we've been, you build that loyalty with your guests. And our loyal guests do carry the day for us. And we have conventions that have met with us 50, 60 years in a row at the same time. And we have guests that are there every Labor Day or every 4th of July, every Memorial Day. And, you know, so the backbone of the business that we have is really important to us. And then you layer on top of that new guests and new groups, and it's fun. But we're looking forward to another really successful year.
I'll tell you, one of the things that Amy and I are both impressed with when we come up there is, yes, history, so many magical places to discover. But I think the thing that blows us away the most is your staff, the customer service you get. The minute you walk, off that boat,
right,
to the minute you walk off the island, or you don't walk off the island, the minute you get on the boat again to get home, it's all about customer service there.
Well, you know, and thank you. That's what we're trying. You know, the hotel business, hospitality business in general, it's a humbling business. You know, it's tough. You have 1,000 guests every night. You try to do everything right. But I think both in the documentary and in basically how we try to do business, I think that it highlighted the fact that we do have loyal. And the amazing thing about it is that we fire almost everybody every November. We don't have a choice. We're out of business.
Even you.
So we got to hire everybody back. You know, we keep about 40 people year round. But other than that, you know, we have 750 employees from 26 countries. And the good news is that we have a core group of about 200 that come back. They've been coming for 20, 30 years. But that's who we rely on to mentor our young people who come and work for us, new employees who come and work for us. Because quite honestly, you've been there when we open. I mean, our staff gets there a week or two before we open, and we're busy, and we got our pre-opening, and then we open with a full house. So we rely heavily on our department heads and then our veteran employees to mentor our young new staff, not even young staff, new staff, because, you know, that's the only way we're going to get it done.
That's mind-boggling that you have that many countries represented. I mean, I know that you do have a lot of people come in, but that is just crazy.
It's a challenge. It's our number one challenge. And, you know, Mr. Musser always used to say, if it weren't for staff and guests, this would be a really great business, a really easy business.
Easy. It's still a great business.
Yeah,
but we're sorry
easy
we're so
business,
hard on
but,
you.
You know, that's the number one challenge is obviously getting the building staffed. The number two is convincing and you know, getting people there. And it's, but I do think it's the ultimate compliment. And you know, our philosophy on that is very, very simple, because you don't have a lot of time to get the staff trained. The musters simply say, and we want you to treat everybody who walks in our door like you're welcoming them into your own home. And it sounds simple, but you know, if someone makes a mistake on our staff, which happens, again, it's a humbling business. The only problem is if they don't act in a way to fix that problem like you would if somebody was in your house. If there's a problem in the room they're staying in, if there's a problem that the food doesn't taste quite right, you would, in your house, you'd fix it as quickly as you could. You'd make it right. And the times we have problems with our staff members is when they're trying to take the easy way and not trying to make it right for our guests, because that's what you'd do if they were in your own home.
Ken, one of the things that that I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people listening right now, like you said, a lot of interest has been piqued by this new special inside Grand Hotel. First-timers, you said first-timers are calling you. When is the best time, and what tips would you give for people that are planning their vacation to Grand Hotel, sure, and they're going like, hey, can I come in July? Yeah. Can I come in June? Should I come in September? What's the best availability for Grand Hotel?
Well, step one is spending the night on Mackinac is a must. And I don't care if you I hope you'd stay with us, but there's lots of other options on Mackinac. And when I hear people say, I've never been to the island before, I've only been to the island for the day, as you know, I think the island experience is different when you spend the night.
Definitely.
And when you can watch sunset and you can be out in the morning before the crowds come. So option one is spend the night somewhere. I think that's important. And as far as a Grand Hotel, you know, we do, we partner with MLive and do a Celebrate Michigan promotion that's probably as good an opportunity as you're ever going to see. It's the lowest rate. It has a lot of things included. So paying attention to those, getting on our email list, reading the MLive and get in all that and finding out when those special offers come. But I always, you know, people always say, when's the best time to come? You know, those days right after 4th of July or those days right after Labor Day. You know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after those holidays, weather's great still. You know, everyone else is kind of going the other direction. Those are really special times and good times to come. You can usually get a good value, and it's a special time to be up on the island.
Those are good points. Well, I was lucky enough to get to stay at the Grand Hotel for the first time 2 years ago. And I think that one of the things that surprised me is it has such a legendary status in people's minds. And you forget that it's really pretty affordable. It's great for families. You get the incredible buffet, you know, included, which is it's an experience all on its own. And it's really not out of reach. It's totally doable.
Well, I think when a lot of people, there's sticker shock. A lot of people see what it costs and they don't look at what it is included. And you know, breakfast and dinner included, five-course dinner, anything off a breakfast menu you want. And what I find with the meal service is, you know, nowadays, and the way the world is, you know, when do you sit down and take an hour to eat breakfast? I mean, usually it's grabbing a granola bar out the door or drinking whatever you get, and it's quick. When you're on a family vacation on Mackinac, you sit down with your family, you have breakfast, you order off a menu, you get things, try new things, and you spend time together. And the same is true for dinner. Jack and Ty for dinner, it's a nice, it's not a formal occasion, mm-hmm. It's a traditional occasion that I think, you know, it's an experience that people don't take the time. But the value of the stay, it includes all those things, mm-hmm. And I think people sometimes, again, the sticker shock of the price, if they take a look at what it would really cost
right.
to stay with meals, and then all the activities we offer at the hotel to do for families, it really does make it something that's possible.
I agree. Well, I also got my other bucket list when I got to made my kids dress up and go to the Mother's Day buffet last
good.
Year. That was the best Mother's
yeah,
Day present I had.
Great.
Thank you, Grand Hotel. They
that's
had
good.
To put on nice clothes. All right. Well, Ken Hayward from the Grand Hotel. People want to get more information or maybe book a room. Where should they go?
Best thing to do is go to grandhotel.com, real easy. Grandhotel.com or 1-800-33-GRAND, two easy ways to reach us. But I think go to that website, research all the different things we have going on, lots of options for people, and hope 130th anniversary season, we hope to get a chance to serve a lot of first-time guests this year. Would be great.
Thank you, Ken, for joining the show.
Getting out.
This is Ken Hayward from Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, and I'd like to thank MLive for having me on this special podcast.